We continue the Vishnu Sahasranam from stanzas 21 through 30 in this part 3. So let's go on to stanza 20.
మరీచిద్దమనోహం సత్సుపర్ణో భుజగోక్తమః హిరణ్యనాభః సుతపః పద్మనాభః ప్రజాపతిః.
మరీచిర్ దమనో హంస సుపర్ణో భుజగోత్తమ హిరణ్యనాభ సుతపా పద్మనాభ ప్రజాపతి. మరీచి, ది టర్మ్ మరీచి మీన్స్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఎల్యూమినేట్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ వర్ల్డ్లీ నాలెడ్జ్ ది ఉపనిషత్స్ డిక్లేర్ దట్ ది సుప్రీమ్ ఇస్ ది లైట్ ఇన్ఫినిట్. ఇన్ ది గీత వి రీడ్ భగవాన్ వాసుదేవ డిక్లారింగ్ ఐఎమ్ ది లైట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్. సో ది వర్డ్ మరీచి మీన్స్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్. దమనో or Damana, one who restrains and controls every rakshasic impulse within the bosom or within our heart. In the forms of 10 incarnations, he had controlled and the irresistible tyrannies of the vicious against the good. In the form of pain and agitation and sorrow and death, it is he who is the controller, Damana, of all negative tendencies in everyone's heart. So Damana is one who restrains and controls every rakshasic impulse in our heart. Hamsa, one of the great declarations of the Vedas is I am Brahman, Aham Brahmasmi. Here the term I, the first person singular used, denotes the supreme self-functioning through the conditionings. The individual concept is called Jiva. Thus I, the Jiva, Aham, once detached from the conditioning, is essentially nothing other than He, the Lord Sah. This experience that Aham is Sah is the very God consciousness, and therefore Vishnu, the supreme state of realization, is declared as Hamsha, the merging of Aham and Sah, the Jiva and Paramatma. Suparna, Suparno. Parna means wings. Suparna means that which has beautiful wings, the bird which has beautiful wings. A pair of white winged birds extremely friendly sit on one and the same tree. One catches the fruits, the other eats not and gazes on. Thus traditionally the Upanishads, the Suparnas, suggest the Jivatma and the Paramatma sitting on the same tree body. One Jiva eats the fruits of actions and the other, the self, merely gazes on Sakshi. Vishnu is all experiencing principle of consciousness, Suparna. Bhujagottamaha, the sacred serpent named in the Puranas as Ananta, among the serpents I am Ananta, says Krishna. So Bhujaga Uttama, so the most sacred of serpents is Vishnu. Hiranyanabha, he who supports in his navel the creator, Hiranyagarbha. The meaning of this term is given by some as one who has the navel region beautiful in his golden hue. So Hiranyanabha is one who supports in his navel the creator, Hiranyagarbha, creator Brahma. So the Brahma sits in his navel. That's why this is called Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyanabha. Sutapa, one who has glorious tapas. Consistent creative thinking is called tapas. For this, mental concentration is unavoidable. The mind cannot have consistent concentration unless it has perfect control over the sense organs. Even when the mind is withdrawn from the sense organs, it must have a consistent intellectual ideal to concentrate upon. In the Upanishads we read, he thought and thought, thought and through thought he created all this. Sutapa is one who has glorious tapas. Padmanabha, he who supports at his navel the very seat of the creative power. So we have just described this term earlier. According to Shankara, here the term may mean one who has a navel region in its rounded beauty is as charming as the lotus flower, Padmanabha. Prajapati, the lord of the creatures. Since all creatures have emerged from him, the living creatures are his children, Praja, and he is their pati. The term pati has a direct meaning, father. Thus Vishnu is the only source from which all creatures have emerged out and is called Prajapati. So let's do that stanza once again. Marichir Damano Hamsa Suparno Bhujagottamah Hiranyanabha Sutapah Padmanabha Prajapatihi. Okay, that is stanza 21. We move on to stanza 22. అమృత్యుః సర్వదృక్ సింహ సంధాత్మా సంధిమాన్ స్థిరః అజో దుర్మర్శనః శాస్త విశ్రుతాత్మా సురారిహ. అమృత్యుః, వన్ హూ నోస్ నో డీకే, బర్త్, గ్రోత్, డీకే, డిజీజ్ అండ్ డెత్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఫైవ్ గ్రేట్ modification through which every finite object must necessarily pass. Everything born must perish. The one who has no birth has no death. The waves die, but not the ocean. That which is changeless in the changing worlds of matter is the infinite Vishnu. The Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is emphatic. He who sees the changeless amidst the changing names and forms, he alone sees the meaning and purpose of life. Amrityu. That's what it is. It means knows no decay, birth, decay. Sarvadrik, seer and knower of everything. The consciousness that illuminates all motives and intentions and the manifested activities that spring from them in each individual at all times is necessarily the witness of all. Seer of everything, Mahavishnu. Sarvadrik means seer and knower of everything. Simha, one who destroys. The law behind all destruction and change in the Maya is the mighty Lord. On transcending the vehicles of the body, mind and intellect at a time when all experiences of perceptions, emotions and thoughts are annihilated from us, the experience is left over as the supreme, and the non-dual supreme therefore cannot be any object other than itself. Therefore that state is called the total destroyer. The state of waking is the destroyer of the dream world. The state of sleep is the destroyer of the waking and the dream. The state of God consciousness is the total annihilator of all the known three planes of consciousness. He is Simha, a word that has been formed by mutual transposition of the letters in Himsa. Even taking its obvious superficial meaning, Vishnu is a lion in our bosom, inasmuch as he is the king of the forest of samsara. At the roar of Narayana, all animal passions flee from the jungles of the mind. In the Gita, while describing his own glory, the Lord says, among the animals, I am the king of the animals, the lion. So Simha is one who destroys. Sandhata, the correlator, the regulator, the one who correlates the actions and their fruits. In fact, the fruit of an action is nothing other than the action itself. The action itself presents as its fruit in a different period of time, maturing under its own law. This great law is the Lord, whom the devotee accepts as the giver of all fruits of actions. Sandhiman, the structural engineering of individuality, is the mightiest of phenomena available in nature. The supreme is the law and the lawgiver, and the light of consciousness functioning in the mind and intellect itself is the individuality jiva that comes to suffer the good and bad results of the actions. Thus, not only that it is he who is the giver of the actions, but it is he again who is the enjoyer or sufferer of the results. Hence, he is called as the one who is apparently conditioned by the actions that emanate from him, Sandhiman, the enjoyer, not conditioned. In fact, he is the one presiding over all illumining. Presiding over and illumining all actions, the very law of reaction itself, the ensuing experience in all actions of all people at all times. From the standpoint of our existence, with the divinity in us, for all appearances, seems to be conditioned. This is Sandhiman, the Jiva in his own pristine purity is Mahavishnu. Sthira, firm and consistent, one who is ever consistent in his nature and one who remains changeless at all times. Ajah, unborn. Ajah is also a term denoting the creator Brahmaji, he who in the form of Hiranyagarbha apparently creates the delusory world of plurality is Vishnu. Durmarshana, one who cannot be attacked and vanquished. On the long run, everyone in his own maturity will have to come and accept and walk the path of Vishnu. He is the final goal. In the lesser levels of evolution, the animal man may deny himself the peace and joy of living the spiritual values, and deluded by the senses and enchanted by the flesh, he may live a life of sense joys and temporary fulfillment, but soon enough irresistibly he will be seeking the feet of Vishnu for real happiness and true achievement. His is also the final victory, and no one can stand apart from him in a victory over him. Durmarshana, so one who cannot be attacked and vanquished. Shastha, one who rules over the universe. Not only he is the administrator of the laws of the phenomenon, but he is also the Shastha. He is the one who through Shastra, with a firm hand, instructs and guides through the righteous path, drives us along steadily to progress in cultural beauty, and finally reaches us at the great goal of evolution. Vishrutatma, the famous term Atma, famous in all the Vedas, is Vishnu. The term clearly shows that all of the thousand terms used herein, though, can be considered for the Saguna worship of Vishnu, represent nothing other than the pure self, which is the famous theme of the Hindu scriptures. Through hundreds of suggestive definitions, this great self has been successfully pointed out through declarations of its transcendental nature and through statements of negation indicating what he is not. Surariha. Sura means the god of heaven. Ari means enemies, and Ha means destroyer. The Supreme is the destroyer of the enemies of the gods. So that's what Surariha means. So the let's do that line stanza 22 once again. Amrutyu sarvadrik simha sandhata sandhiman stiraha ajo durmarshana shasta vishrutatma surariha. That's stanza 22. We'll go on to stanza 23.
Gurur guru tamo dhama satya satya parakramah nimisho nimisha sragvi vachas patirudaradhi.
Gurur Gurutamodama Satya Satya Parakramaha Nimisho Animisha Sragvi Vachaspatir Udaradi. Gurur. Guru is the teacher who initiates seekers into the secrets of the sacred scriptures. Since the Lord, the Infinite alone, is the very author and knower of the Vedas, He is the teacher in all spiritual study. Atman being the light that illuminates the knowledge in the teacher, it's His very capacity to speak and the very ability to be the student to hear, understand and apprehend this great truth. He alone is the teacher wherever there is any transference of knowledge. Guru Uttama, the greatest teacher, Guru Uttama, one who has inspired with knowledge and initiated the very creator, Brahmaji, into the knowledge of the four Vedas. The creative mind of the very first spiritual master must have received this experience of the transcendental, initiated by none other than the Supreme itself. Later on, the man of realization might come to help other seekers, and to that extent, following the generations of disciples, can no doubt psychologically believe that the teacher guided them to the truth. But in fact, for all times to come, the final experience of the theme of the Vedas is arrived at only through the final revelation, which has nothing to do with the teacher or the text. So he who created the creator Brahma and imparted him the Vedas, that guru is called the Guru Uttama. Dhamma, the goal, the sacred destination of a pilgrimage. The Supreme is the Paramdhama or Parandhama, the supreme destination, having reached which there is nothing more to reach beyond. So that's what our Dhamma is also called, peak. Satya, he who himself is the truth. The difference between from the general connotation we have for the term that which remains without change in the past, present and future is called Satyam. Truth, knowledge and infinite is Brahman. Pranas are the truth and he is the truth of them. So Satya means truth. Satya Parakramaha, dynamic truth, passive truthfulness versus the dynamic truthfulness. The Lord, the infinite, is not only himself the truth, but he is also dynamic in insistence that truth shall prevail, not untruth. So in that sense he is Satya Parakramaha. Nimisha, the conditions of the eyelids closed, is called Nimisha. The unwinking is called Animisha. When the eyes are open, the mind is extrovert. The condition of mental introvertedness is expressed in an unconscious closing of the eyes. When man is thinking deeply, remembering, contemplating, we find him naturally closing his eyes. In a state of intense contemplation, when the intellect is turned away from the sense objects of experiences, the heart experiences the one divine subject, both within and without. The Lord is described here as with eyes closed, only to indicate that he is ever rooted in himself. From him viewed, there exists nothing other than himself to constitute the world of objects. Animesha, one who remains unwinking. Whenever we wink both the eyelids close together and we are seeing, what we are seeing is at least technically veiled from the seer in the eye. The Supreme is indicated here by the term unwinking in the sense that the conscious is ever knowing. In Shankara's words, there is no cessation of knowing in the knower, so there is no stoppage. Shragvi, a garland is called Shrak, and therefore the term means one who is constantly wearing a garland of undecaying flowers. The famous garland of Vishnu is called Vaijayanti. Vachaspatir Udaradi. Vachaspati is the term given to one who is eloquent in Cham, pioneering the supreme law of life. The Di means the power of intelligence, and Udaradi means one who has a large-hearted intelligence. So, one who is not puritanical in his viewpoints, God is not only the declarer of the law, but he has a large-hearted tolerance to appreciate the weakness of the devotee's heart, suffering under the delusion of Maya, and has great sympathy for the weakness in us. Vachaspati Rudardi. Okay, so that stanza 23 was Gurur Guruttamo Dhama Satya Satya Parakramaha Nimisho Animisha Sragvi Vachaspati Udaradi. Okay, we move on to stanza 24.
अग्रणी ब्राह्मणी श्रीमान् न्यायो नेता समीरणः सहस्रमूर्धा विश्वात्मा सहस्राक्षः सहस्रपाद
अग्रणीर्ग्रामणीर् श्रीमान् न्यायो नेता समीरणः सहस्रमूर्धा विश्वात्मा सहस्राक्षः सहस्रपात् अग्रणीः वन् हू गैड्स् अस् टु दि एण्ड् दि पीक् आल्सो दि वन् हू लीड्स् दि अग्र दि एण्टैर् पिल्ग्रिमेज् दि गैड् ही मूव्स् अहेड् एण्ड् फालोयिङ्ग् हिस् फुट्स्टेप्स् कीपिङ्ग् हिम् इन् आर् गेज़् फेथ्फुलि फालोयिङ्ग् हिम् वी शेल् रीच् दि गोल् एण्ड् थस् ही इस् दि लीडर् विष्णु अग्रणीर् वन् हू गैड्स् अस् टु दि पीक् Gramani, one who controls and guides the collection, the flock, grama. In Sanskrit, grama means a collection of a many number of things. So, one who controls and guides the collection or the flock. Shriman, Shri means light, effulgence or glory. Consciousness has all these three. Therefore, Shriman means the self, the Lord. Nyaya, the word in its direct meaning means justice. In the supreme world, it connotes spiritual world, it connotes logical arguments, tarka, and the lines of contemplation, yukti, which help us in arriving at the absolute experience indicated in the Shruti, are together called nyaya. Neta, the leader, one who protects, nurtures, nourishes, and guides all living creatures in the world. So this is called Neta. Samiranaha, one who efficiently administers all movements of all living creatures. In the physical body, all physiological activities are controlled by the five pranas and thus the form of the pranas. He who governs all movements of all living creatures in the universe is Mahavishnu, Samiranaha. He who had efficiently administered all the movements of living creatures. That's what Samiranaha is. Sahasramurdha, he who has endless number of heads. All living creatures are his manifestation and he himself is the one who has become the many. Therefore, all the heads are his. He, just as in a factory of the proprietor considers the employees in his own hands, this term Sahasra means innumerable. Vishvatma, the very soul of the universe. Vishvatma, the very inner essence of all living creatures. Sahasrakshas, in describing the macrocosmic form of the Lord, we have an endorsement of this declaration. Sahasrakshas, at 1,000 eyes. Sahasrapath. In the Purusha Sukta of the Rig Veda, the same terms are used to describe the infinite form of the mighty truth. The Purusha is 1,000-headed, 1,000 eyes, and 1,000-footed. So in this case, it means 1,000 feet. Sahasrapath. So the stanza 24 again is Agrinir Gramani Shriman Nyayo Netha Samiranaham Sahasramurta Vishvatma Sahasrakshas Sahasrapath. We move on to stanza 25.
आवत्तनो निवृत्तात्मा संवृतस्तं प्रवर्धनः अधः संवत्तको गम्भीरहिरो धरणीधरः
आवर्तन आवर्तनो निवृतात्मा संवृतस्तं प्रमर्दनः अहत् संवर्तको वन्हिर् अनिलो धरणीधरः आवर्तनो आवर्तन मीन्स् वन् हू इस् दि अन्सीन् डैनमिज़म् बिहैण्ड् दि एवर् वर्लिङ्ग् वील् आफ़् टैम् अपान् विच् प्ले दि एण्ड्लेस् ड्रामा आफ़् बर्त् अण्ड् death. So he is the unseen dynamism. Avartana. Nivrutatma, the pure self which has retreated totally, Nivruta, from all its identifications with matter. Mahavishnu is a pure self, ever immaculate and totally free from all the sorrows of the constant modifications taking place apparently in the Prakriti. So the pure self is Nivrutatma. Samvrita, one who is completely veiled from the recognition of the perception, feeling, thinking entity. Ego. The self is wheeled away from the direct experience of all jivas. So Samvrita is one who is wheeled from the recognition of the perceiving, feeling, thinking entity. Sampramardana, one who persecutes relentlessly men who are sensuous, evil-minded and so fully extrovert in their personality, the Rakshasas. So Sampramardana, he is the destroyer of the Rakshasas. Ahas Samvartaka, one who thrills the day, ahas, and makes it functions vigorously, pravartaka. One who dynamizes the day and lends the enchantment of joy to all living creatures, the sun. Okay, and then the Gita says, understand that I am the light of the sun that illuminates all the earth, and the light and heat in the moon and fire are all mine only. So, he is the one who thrills the day and makes it function rigorously. Vanhi means fire. One who is worshipped at the altar of the god as the god of gods was fire in the Vedic period. So that's what Vanhi means. Vishnu is the omniscient God who conveys the appropriate karma power or the fruits to the karta, doer, and thus fulfills all the action of everybody at all times. Anilah. This term has four distinct meanings. One, air, vayu, living creatures. Two, beginningless or adi rahita, that truth which is from which the concept of time itself has born, which must have been there before time manifested. Three, eater of food, atta. All experiences that satisfy the inner man is called the food. And since all experiences are lived only when illumined by the consciousness, the supreme in terms of our experience is called the eater. And D, the homeless, since he is all pervading, he is the shelter of all and he is not sheltered by anything. So these are the four meanings of Anil or Anilah. Dharani Daraha, one who supports Dara, the earth, Dharani. That's what it means. So we finish the 25th stanza again by repeating it. Avartano Nivrutatma Samvrita Sampramardhanaha Aha Samvartako Vanhir Anilo Dharani Daraha. Okay, now stanza 26.
सुप्रसाद प्रसन्नात्मा विश्वधृक् विश्वभुग्विभुः सत्कर्ता सत्कृतः साधुर्जह्नुर्नारायणो नरः
सुप्रसादः प्रसन्नात्मा विश्वधृक् विश्वभुग् विभुः सत्कर्ता सत्कृतः साधुर्जह्नुर्नारायणो नरः सुप्रसाद वन हू इज फुल ऑफ द सुप्रीम ग्रेस हू सो लिटिल सो ईजिली बिकम्स सो एंटायरली सैटिस्फाइड. So there are several episodes about this in the Mahabharata. Suprasada, one who is of the full supreme grace. Prasanna Atma, ever pure and all blissful self. The supreme is ever pure because it's untouched by sorrows lived by matter. When matter is lived over, ruled over by its gunas. We read that the cause for all sorrows of the jiva is the attachment with matter and its various imperfect conditions, the gunas. And since he is untouched by them, he is ever pure. And since no identification of matter is in him, he is all bliss. Prasanna Atma. Vishvadrik. As a mighty source of existence in everything and every being, he is a supporter, drik, of the total world of all perceptions, all emotions and all thoughts, Vishva. Here in this supporter and the supported being, essentially one, no calamity comes to the Lord by the increase in population or ocean. The supporter of the waves can never feel bothered by the stormy surface and the consequent increase in the number of waves. Vishvadrik, therefore, is the source of all existence in every thing and being. Vishvabhuk, he who enjoys or swallows book all the experiences. Vishva. Okay, that's what Vishvabhuk means. Vibhu, one who manifests himself in an endless number of forms. Vibhu. So even though the infinite is one, when viewed through the equipments of the mind and intellect, Maya seems to have apparently become the pluralistic world. So that's what Vibho, who manifests himself in endless number of forms. Satkarta, one who revels and adores those who are good and wise. Okay, his palace is ever lit up with his hospitality and he himself presides over the loving reception of the righteous. Satkrita, one who is adored by all good people. Not only he is adored and worshipped by great men of wisdom and devotion as well as the Sanat Kumaras, Narada and others, he is invoked and worshipped consciously by all living creatures. This is Satkrita. Sadhu, one who functions strictly according to the righteous code of living. He is a Sadhu Atman. The supreme Sadhu is Vishnu himself. Janu, the leader of men, the one who leads all creatures along the path of an inexorable law, the law of action and reaction, the rhythm of karma. So this is Janu. Narayana, this simple sacred word has an endless number of direct and indirect meanings, imports and suggestions, as explored by Vyasa. Narayana, one meaning is the shelter for man. Nara is man and Ayanam is shelter, is Narayana. The shelter for man is Narayana. The term Nara implies the egocentric individuality and a large collection of them is called Nara. And the one who is the sole refuge for the entire living creatures is called Narayana. Nara also means Ishvara, and the elements, tattvas, born out of him are called Nara. One who is the controller, the regulator, and a very source of all existence in these tattvas is called Narayana. Nara also means waters, according to the picture painted in the Puranas of the deluge, wherein the names, forms devolve themselves into the elemental waters. The Lord is objectively described as lying alone upon these waters. floating on a banyan leaf. So in this sense, we find Manu interpreting the word Narayana. In the classic Bhagavatam, we find several suggestions digged out of the sacred name as a self of all bodies, the dynamic force behind matter, the witness of all good and bad. All these indicate that Sri Narayana is nothing other than the glory Ayanam of the self. Narah means guide. One who guides all creatures strictly according to their actions is none other than the ancient Sanatana self. So 26 again is Suprasadah Prasannatma Vishvadrik Vishvabhuk Vibhu Satkarta Satkrita Sadur Janhur Narayano Narah. Okay, we move on to stanza 27.
असंख्येयो प्रमेयात्मा विशिष्टशिष्टकृच्छुचिः सिद्धार्थ सिद्धसंकल्प सिद्धिदः सिद्धिसाधनः.
असंख्येयो अप्रमेयात्मा. संख्या मीन्स नंबर. असंख्या मीन्स नंबरलेस और इन्फिनिट. असंख्येय इज वन हू हैज नंबरलेस नेम्स एंड फॉर्म्स. द इन्फिनिट वैरायटीज ऑफ थिंग्स एंड बीइंग्स मैनिफेस्टेड कंस्टिट्यूटिंग मैनिफेस्टिंग यूनिवर्स आर ऑल हिज ओन फॉर्म. He is indeed numberless. He expresses himself as a universe. In chapter 11 of the Gita, we see through Arjuna's eyes the cosmic form of the Lord, or boundless forms on every side with numberless arms, stomachs, mouths and eyes. Neither end nor middle or beginning are seen of the Lord of the universe. Asankhya means without any number, numberless or infinite. Aprameyatma. Prameya means pramana. Vishaya, anything that can be known through any of the sources of knowledge, direct or indirect. Atman, the self, cannot be apprehended by the intellect through any of the known sources of knowledge, pramana. So he is called Aprameya. One who has the nature is a self. Aprameya Atma is Sri Narayana. Vishishta, the one who transcends everything in his glory, is the supreme. Vishishta, something that is other than the three bodies, something that is other than the five koshas. Something definitely different from the finite world of perishable things is the infinite self, which cannot be defined in terms of either waking or the dream of the or the sleep conditions. The self is something other than these. Vishishta, who transcends everything. Shishtakrit, one who governs, one who is the lawmaker and the law that governs the universe. The goal of his administration is the protection of the good. Shishta, Shishtakrit. Mahavishnu is the governor of all and the protector of the good. Suchi. Shuchih means one who is pure, the immaculate reality which is never contaminated by Maya, and its product is Mahavishnu. So this Shuchi means one who is very pure. Siddhartha, one who has gained all that is to be gained and achieved all that is to be achieved. That which has to be achieved in life during an individual's existence have all been classified under four heads, which are called the four aims of life. Purushartha, they are righteousness in conduct, dharma, wealth and possession, artha, desires and ambitions, kama, liberations and from imperfections, moksha. One who has gained all these four have nothing more to gain, and there cannot be any sense of imperfection in him. One who has gained siddha, all that has to be gained, artha, is called siddhartha. Siddha artha. Siddhartha is Lord Vishnu. Siddha sankalpa. Sankalpa means intellectual willing and wishing. One who gains all that he wishes for, or who immediately gains what he wills, is called siddha sankalpa. So that's what this means, Siddha Sankalpa. Siddhidah, one who is the giver of the appropriate reward for all actions, one who, for those who are doing spiritual practices. Lord Narayana is the great universal power that brings about the reward for all actions. Siddhidah. Siddhi Sadhanah, one who is the very secret force which enables a seeker to diligently continue all efforts of his seeking. Siddhi normally means fulfillment, here it means all efforts at a given fulfillment. It also is interpreted as by some as the mighty, one mighty reality to worship, at whose altar is the very means, sadhana, for all achievements, siddhi. And this is Sri Narayana, siddhi sadhana. So stanza 27 was asankhyeyo aprameyatma vishishta shishta krit suchihi siddhartha siddha sankalpa siddhidah siddhi sadhana. Okay, we move on to stanza 28. Vrishahi, the term Vrishah is very familiar in the ritualistic portion of the Vedas, and it connotes objectively sacred leftovers after the Yajna functions. Subjectively, Vrisha means the residual results gathered in the personality after each devoted and dedicated act of offering during all selfless services, yajñas. Therefore, Vishahi means one who is the controller of all actions and the dispenser of all results in all individual conscious and intelligent creatures. Vrishabha, the term Vrishabha is also used to indicate dharma, the essential nature of a thing without which the thing cannot remain as a thing, is its dharma. One who showers all dharmas is called Vrishabha. In short, one who showers glowing health, burning devotion and thrilling silence on all sincere seekers and faithful devotees is Vrishabha, and he is Sri Narayana. Vishnu, all-pervading, long-strident. We had explained this term earlier. In Mahabharata, we also read the Lord explaining himself to Arjuna, because I stand striding across the universe, Kramanath, O Partha, I am known as Vishnu. So long strident is another word for Vishnu. Vrisha Parva, we had already explained that Vrisha means Dharma. The term Parva, Parvam means ladder, a flight of steps that takes us to the higher floors. Hence Parvata means mountain, a step. It's almost like a set of ladders that keep going higher. Thus here the term is explained as a flight of steps in the ladder of life to take towards the ultimate reality, the eternal Sanatana Dharma. So Vrisha Parva means the ladder to Dharma, or the steps towards Dharma. Vrishodaraha, Vrisha, that which reigns here, Udara, belly. The idea here is that the seat of all creative thinking is resting on a psychic center roughly indicated by the navel, and hence we find that the description of the total creator of the world is sustained and held aloft at the navel of Mahavishnu. During pralaya, the sleep, the creative power merges back to its source, and thereafter upon waking, the creation once again starts. The creative power manifests itself and continues its creative activities. At the same time of its merger, Udara, this culminating point of all creation during the time of dissolution, which is also the same from wherein during creation the manifestation of names and forms spring forth, shower down is Vishnu, the supreme, and hence he is called Vrishodaraha, the showering belly. Vardhana, one who is the nurturer and nourisher everywhere at all levels of life, both material and spiritual. In short, from the standpoint of the student, the term indicates that Vishnu is the mighty power that supplies all the spiritual growth, provides all well-being, and ultimately blesses all his devotees with the final realizations. So Vardhana means the nurturer and nourisher everywhere. Vardhamana, one who can grow himself into any dimensions, ever growing, is Vardhamana. This also refers to Vamana incarnation. Vivikta, alone, solitary. Every standing apart from everything. So Vivikta means standing apart from everything or solitary. Shruti Sagaraha, the ocean for all rivers of all scriptural thoughts. All scriptures, irrespective of the age, language, traditions and beliefs, ultimately indicate a theme which is ever the same, and that theme, or the goal of all scriptures, or the end point of all the rivers of scriptural thoughts, the ocean, is called Shruti Sagaraha. So that's stanza 28, which is again Vrishahi Vrishabho Vrishnur Vrishaparva Vrishodaraha Vardhano Vardhamanascha Vivikta Shruti Sagaraha. We move on to stanza 29.
सुभुजो दुर्धरो वाग्मी महेन्द्रो वसुदो वसुः नैकरूपो बृहद्रूपः शिपिविष्टप्रकाशनः.
सुभुजो दुर्धरो वाग्मी महेन्द्रो वसुदो वसुः नैकरूपो बृहद्रूपः शिपिविष्टप्रकाशनः. सुभुज, ही हू हैज ग्रेसफुल आर्म्स. दिस नीड नॉट बी टेकन एज अ डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द फिजिकल ब्यूटी ऑफ द आर्म्स. But since those arms are working in the service of his devotees in terms of that type of grace, and sheltering them, Abhaya, and blessing them, Varada, they are full of grace and hence graceful. Durdara, one who cannot be comprehended even by great yogis who spend long time, periods of time in meditation. So transcending the mind and intellect is the experience of the Supreme, and therefore the mind and intellect can never comprehend it. Durdara, cannot be comprehended even by the great yogis. Vagmi, one who is eloquent of his glory. A full sense of the term should embrace not only the eloquence of speech, but all the physical capabilities in the world. So that is Vagmi, eloquent of his glory. Mahendra, one who is the lord of even Indra. the lord or lord of gods. In philosophy, the mind is called Indra, Indriyanam Raja, and one who is the lord of even the mind is the self. Vasudah, Vasu means wealth, and therefore Vasudah means one who enriches all, both in their outer prosperity and their inner well-being. Once surrendered to him, man learns to live ever in dynamic success with all glories of the living, loving heart, self-controlled mind and contemplative intellect. Vasu. The term Vasu has got three meanings: wealth, dhana, wheel, achadhana, and sun, Aditya. So, thus he is the one who manifests himself in the form of external wealth, for he is the very sun, nurtures and nourishes the world. He is also the one who veils himself from comprehension and understanding for the unprepared men of evil temperaments. So the term Vasu can also mean one who lives in Vasati Iti, Vasu, of all things and beings in the world. It can also mean one who allows all things and beings to exist in himself, Vasayati Iti Vasu. So these are several descriptions of the term Vasu. Naika Rupa, one who has of infinite forms in his manifestation, again is Naika Rupa. Brahid Rupa, again of vast of infinite dimensions pervading all, is Brahid Rupa. Sipi Vishta. Sipi is the name given to the sacrificial cow. The term denotes one who has sanctified all dedicated offerings poured into all fields of selfless sacrifices, yajna. Sea also means of water, sipi, that means that which drinks water, the rays of the sun. Thus, Sipivishta would indicate the supreme, who is presiding in the sun, giving it both energy, heat and light. So, Sipivishta means has these multiple meanings. Prakashanaham, one who illuminates, expressing itself as the all-pervading consciousness in every equipment. He is the knower, knowing everything in each heart. So, Prakashana, one who illuminates. Okay, so we'll do the stanza 29 once again. Subujo Durdharo Vagmi Mahindro Vasudo Vasuhu Naika Rupo Brahad Rupa Sipi Vishta Shipi Vishta Prakashana. Okay, stanza 30.
Ojastejo Jyudhidhara Prakashastha Pratapanaha Riddhashpashtakshoro Mantrash Chandram Shurbhaskara Jyudhihi.
Ojas Tejo Jyotirah Prakashatma Pratapanah Ruddha Spashtaksharo Mantras Chandramshur Bhaskara Dyutihi. Ojas Tejo Jyotirah, one who is the possessor, Dharah, of perfect physical virility, Ojas, all brilliancy, Tejas, and every beauty, Dyuti. So all these terms indicate perfection at three levels of personality known to us. Ojas is glowing health, physical, due to perfect balance of the constituents, tattvas of the healthy body. So, this is what Ojas Tejo Dyutidharah means. Prakashatma means the effulgent self, one who is the self of our all hearts. So, that is, this universal and absolute self is Mahavishnu. Pratapanah, one who manifests himself as the essential thermal energy. And lends life potential to the very atmosphere around each living creature is Pratapanah. Riddha means one who is ever full of all prosperity. As the very Lord of Lakshmi, Vishnu should be one who has all the glories, Aishwarya, when the entire universe of wealth, strength and beauty is itself a manifestation from him. He himself must be the absolute glory. Spashta Akshara, Spashta Akshara. Spashtam means clear. One who is clearly indicated by the supreme sound Akshara, the famous sound symbol of the eternal Om. So this is called Spashtakshara. Mantra, one who is of the nature of the mantras of the Vedas. The declaration of the Vedas, the mantras are the vehicles that take us straight into an experience of the transcendental. He is the nature of the mantras of the Vedas, that is mantra. Chandramshu, rays of the moon. That moonlight has got an effect upon herbs was known to India in the Vedic period. As the rays of the moon, Soma, I fill the vegetable kingdom with nutrition, says Bhagavan Vasudeva. Thus the Lord is one who nurtures and nourishes all living creatures, instilling into each its particular vitality. So this is the significance behind the idea of the rays of the moon. Bhaskarat Jyotihi, the effulgence of the sun. It is not only the rays of the moon, but it is also the effulgence of the sun. So that's what Bhaskara Didhi means. So stanza 30 again is Ojas Tejo Dyutidharah Prakashatma Pratapanah Ruddha Spashtaksharo Mantras Chandramshur Bhaskara Didhi. So that's the end of this segment from 21 to 30 stanzas.